Do you like praying out loud, praying in your head? How do you like to pray? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. My favorite way to pray is aloud, and my favorite place to pray is in the car by myself. I just feel like it's where I connect with the Lord the best. But honestly, as long as I'm somewhere where I can speak out loud to God, I'm happy. It really helps me recognize that He is right there always and allows me to practice the whole pray without ceasing thing. But this isn't the only way to pray. Today we'll be talking about another way in our Devo called Old Prayers by our very own Taylor Ising. In the churches I've grown up in, prayers were almost always made up on the spot. And these prayers are great. But lately, I've been appreciating pre-written prayers. And I'm not the only one. In the early church, it wasn't uncommon for Christians to pray the Lord's Prayer 3 times a day. And before that, the Israelites would regularly recite a prayer called the Shema and the Ten Commandments as part of their prayers. While spontaneous prayer is certainly important, I think these pre-written prayers offer a lot of value as well. They remind us of the unchanging truth of the gospel, center us, the church, around our mission, and keep us focused on God's goodness. Plus, sometimes when I'm praying, I don't have the words to say. These pre-written prayers can give me a place to start, and they can be a jumping-off point. Something in these prayers will often remind me of something else I want to talk to God about, thank Him for, or ask Him for. And by reciting these prayers, we are joining in with a tradition thousands of years old. We can pray prayers that have been prayed by hundreds of generations of people following God. And they'll be prayed for years and generations to come. Not only that, we're also uniting with believers around the world. These prayers have been spoken in thousands of languages by people from hundreds of different cultures. How amazing is that? By trusting in Jesus, believing in His death and resurrection, we are united with our loving God and with each other. Reciting these prayers alongside our spontaneous prayers, especially with other believers, can be a powerful way to remember these truths. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Consider taking a moment to reread Deuteronomy 6:4-9 and Luke 11:1-13. What can these passages tell us about who God is? What can they tell us about who we are? As we read prayers from the Bible, we may end up memorizing them, and we can also use them as great models for our own spontaneous prayers. Remember, pre-written prayers are great, but we shouldn't stop making up our own prayers too. Consider writing down some ideas of ways you could incorporate a prayer from the Bible, there are lots to choose from, into your life. Perhaps you could pray it before a meal, when you wake up, when you go to bed, with friends, with family, etc. As you and I can read in Luke 11:1, one day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us how to pray, just as John taught his disciples." Now I encourage you to read in your Bible, Deuteronomy 6:4-9, and Luke 11:1-13, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Do you need daily encouragement? Well, head over to Instagram and follow us at Unlocked Devo. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional about finding rest with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.